Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Bob Kitzmiller. We're continuing our discussion on marriage. Father Bob is a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. He's also the judicial vicar. And we're going to talk today, especially I wanted to talk about living as a disciple after divorce. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. We ask that you pour forth your spirit of healing upon all marriages and all of those who have suffered through divorces, that they may arise healed and made whole through your love and mercy. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we launch on into this conversation, well, to kind of start off the conversation, what kind of a beast is a judicial vicar?
Well, the judicial vicar is the head of the diocesan court for the bishop. A bishop has the judicial power in his local church. He also has legislative power and executive power. Yet the code and the church's wisdom understands that the bishop can't do all these functions on his own. So although he's the chief judge of the diocese in all kinds of matters, he is asked by the church to appoint a vicar, someone who acts in his name in certain areas. And so the judicial vicar is in charge of what is called the tribunal or a court. And tribunals can handle many matters, but predominantly and almost exclusively these days, not always, but these are the judicial vicar and the court is handling matrimonial cases or cases in which people are asking the court to grant an annulment or decree a nullity of their marriage.
So in your work, you deal with a lot of divorces and people who have experienced divorces.
That is correct.
Are there, I mean, we know it's clear the teachings of Jesus Christ that marriage is permanent and that, you know, to divorce and remarry is a form of adultery, the Lord says in the Gospels.
That's correct.
But there are legitimate times for a separation or a divorce.
That is correct. I mean, the church does not expect a spouse to stay in a situation which would be harmful for that person or their children, or a situation where the relationship only worsens because of their proximity to each other and under maybe the same roof. And so sometimes a separation is necessary for the good of both the spouses and, say, children as well.
So if someone divorces, that in itself is not, you know, an impediment to practice the faith or, you know, to receive communion or...
That is correct. There's been a misunderstanding that people who are divorced are excommunicated, and that is not the case at all. They are still a part of the body of Christ. They are still members of the local church. They have a role to play, and so it's important for them to understand that, and also important for the people of say, the local parish and the pastor as well to see to that their needs are met and that they don't suffer from, say, loneliness or lack of support, they're given encouragement in their difficult situation.
And there are, in some parishes, there are divorce support groups or even kind of apostolates or ministry for outreach to divorced or separated Catholics.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So this idea of accompanying them, that's part of this idea, you know?
Right.
And not just the couples themselves that have experienced divorce, but certainly the children also, you know, to support them in that process.
Yes, that's correct. Children particularly should know that they are loved by God, by the church, and even by their parents as well, so that They don't lose hope, and that they feel a sense of belonging to the church, to the body of Christ.
You know, one of the things that strikes me in my experience counseling and working with couples that have gone through divorce is there's a good way, in some sense, a good way to handle it and a bad way to handle it in some sense. You know, we might say that living as a disciple amidst the cross of a divorce, you know, I think some of the things that I've seen is, you know, with really good disciples that have gone through divorce is that they put their children first ahead of, you know, make sure that the kids get through it. I once heard, someone say that divorce is a decision that parents make that children have to live with.
Obviously, that's a good definition for that reality.
So part of that discipleship, I think, is in some sense putting behind the conflict, and sometimes as we know and we see, it can be quite nasty, and there can be a lot of anger and hatred and hurt and pain, and it takes decades to get over that.
That is correct. We recognize that marriage is one of the most intimate relationships within the context of human life and in the context of the church. And therefore, ruptures in that relationship can sometimes take a long time to heal. And sometimes the wounds are deep because of that.
And you know, in these situations, of course, there are the sacrament, especially the sacrament of confession.
Correct.
To help us to kind of continually get over, especially those wounds of anger.
Correct. Yes. And I think that being attached to the church is so necessary and to remember that.
With me today is Father Bob Kitzmiller. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and you're listening to Conversations on Discipleship. We're talking about how to continue as a disciple amidst a divorce or after divorce. And Father, you were talking about really this ongoing healing that's a part of it. One of the ways that I think help healing, although it can be, you know, a painful experience, is what the church calls an annulment. What is an annulment?
Okay, an annulment is a declaration by the church that a marriage bond or a marriage between two persons was not validly confected, we might say, or we would say the better way to say it is their consent was not validly given to
one
another.
So it was a marriage in some sense, but not a valid, like a sacramental marriage.
Yes, that's what we're talking about here. We say that Christ is the one who raises a marriage between the baptized to the form of a sacrament, and so we would maybe look at it as a relationship that was not maybe raised to the level of sacrament for some reason.
Now, do you have to get an annulment if you're divorced, if you're a Catholic and you're divorced?
You do not have to. If you wish to enter into another marriage within the church or another marriage recognized by the church, that you would have to have a freedom to do that from prior bonds. And so in that case, you would have to at least have the church look at your case to see if you had an invalid marriage or an invalid sacramental bond there.
And it in the sort of process, it's declaring then that, you know, that the marriage that you were in was not permanent. Therefore, there is this freedom to marry someone else.
Right. We would say there was not an indissoluble bond created for some reason or not.
What are some grounds that you look for an annulment?
Did the parties consent to Christian marriage as we understand it? A decision at the time of the wedding to be faithful to the person, a decision to be open to having children, a decision to be married for life. Those are some reasons. Also, a grave defect of discretion of judgment. which is sort of a immaturity at the time or some type of lack of freedom to give one's consent to the other party or to accept and to accept in a responsible way the goods of marriage and to be able to exchange those.
And when someone is thinking, you know, about the need for an annulment, they should go to their parish priest and talk to them.
That would be the first place to begin, so that the situation can be understood, as each situation is different. And sometimes a process of going through nullity would be appropriate. Other times it may not be.
And the process takes about a year. Is that still
their estimate?
It could
take that long. It's approximately that's approximate. But every case is different. Sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes it can go a little longer.
Well, excellent. Well, Father, thank you for joining me today in this important conversation. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, giver of all good things, we bless your name. We ask that you draw us ever closer to you. Bring us your healing gift, and bring especially those who have experienced a divorce that gift of healing. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Father Bob Kitzmiller. Thank you very much. Father Bob is, of course, a huge Cincinnati Reds fan. I'm hoping to get him on a little bit later in the spring with Father Michael Hintersheet so that we can talk about the Red Legs and all the good things they're going to do in the coming season.
High hopes for this season.
Yes, yes. Until next time, peace and all good.